Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am David Mamano, your host, and we are here to help move achievers and business owners and leaders forward. Move forward is what Avanti means in Italian, and that's what we do on the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. And the way I do this is I interview movers and shakers, most in the Rochester business community. I've got a really interesting one today. He's a hidden gem. He's got some really cool things going on. We had a little pre-conversation, and there's some really cool stuff going on, including being a professional wrestler. How many business owners can say that, oh, I'm also a professional wrestler? Not many, I would imagine. I can't. So my claim to fame is in high school, I tried wrestling and I got pinned in 16 seconds. So that was not in my future. But let me get to our guests. I want to welcome Jason Hilton from the Hilton Advisory Group to the show. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
And the name of your company, Hilton Advisory Group, right?
It's changed. It's Hilton Advisory.
Okay, just Hilton Advisory.
Yep.
All right, no more group.
No more group.
All right, that's okay. So Jason, welcome to the show. Really, why don't we just start off, I'm going to read a little bit about your bio here, and then we'll dig a little bit deeper and have you tell us, really the journey thus far to what brought you here today. So for over 15 years, Jason and his team have been passionate about helping companies achieve their investor marketing and acquisition goals, helping to improve attraction and conversion rates by providing insight and actionable strategies using the industry's best practices and benchmark. Jason is the head of client relations and co-owner of Hilton Advisory. He also serves on the board of directors for an arts and cultural nonprofit. He's also a professional wrestler, volunteer, missionary, and family man. All right, I'm feeling like I'm talking to a Renaissance man. I like that. So Jason, congratulations on your great success so far. Give us a scoop. How tell us about this journey of how, Jason went from growing up to becoming a wrestler, a businessman, a volunteer, a missionary, and a family man.
Okay. It all started from being poor. It started out of need. I couldn't get a job at my age when I needed things, so I created opportunities. And I enjoyed the freedom of being my own boss, or what at the time seemed like freedom. If you're an entrepreneur, you know that it's probably not as free as it may look like from the other side. Everything I've learned, I learned through doing it. I don't have a formal education, so all this stuff is just hard work and perseverance.
Yeah, so tell us about the Hilton Advisory. What do you guys do?
So we provide investor marketing for companies or people looking for investors. The world has changed fundamentally in the way that people acquire investors, the way that investors are finding their opportunities. I think for especially with publicly traded companies, which we work with primarily, for 100 years, you had to go to a broker, and a broker would pitch your stock to his book of clients. And if you had a good enough company, they would actually start making cold calls and calling people and saying, hey, we've got this opportunity. Are you interested? And that has changed. There really is no more stockbrokers in the world. So how are investors getting that information? And what we tapped into is obviously the internet, right? So people are doing their own research, searching online for opportunities. They are purchasing online. I mean, there's I think $5 trillion in just the top five online investment firms. So there's a real opportunity to tap into what investors are doing online. What we did is we studied their what we call the investor's journey. How are they searching? How are they researching? And how are they purchasing? And how do we help companies fit into that process? And every company's different, but the overall strategy is be easy to find, be easy to understand, and make it easy for them to purchase at the end of the day.
Right. So walk me through an example. So I'm a guy that has a company, and I want to raise money. What's kind of like the typical storyline of working with you? What would you do for me?
So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at what is it, if I was an investor, I'm going to put on my investor glasses. If I was the investor, what is it that I'm going to find, right? So for an example, let's say you say, okay, here's, I've got this website and I've got this 37-page PDF pitch deck and this great opportunity and here it is. So I'm going to, first of all, I'm going to say, okay, so we're going to go through what we call the investor conversion optimization process, and we're going to look at this material and we're going to say, okay, if I was an investor, would I understand this? Is this how I'd want to receive the information? I know that people these days are more apt to want to watch a video than to read a 37-page PDF. So we're going to talk about things like that. So what is it? Is this what I found too is in, especially in things like biotechnology and emerging markets, even with the emergence of things like Bitcoin and blockchain, people use this technique where they want to sound or seem smarter than they are. And so or they will speak in this language that is within that bubble that they communicate in, such as if you were to walk into an ER or to a restaurant and the guys in the back of the restaurant are screaming things like 69 and 86 and reggae and on the fly and all these things, you wouldn't understand them because you don't speak in that language. However, that language is set up to be an easy way to communicate amongst each other quickly. So if you're communicating in that way and the way that you're presenting it to investors, they're not going to understand that. They're going to become frustrated. And when you frustrate somebody, they're probably not going to purchase. They're not going to get very far down the line. Also, you might be writing at a higher level of, I talk about this all the time too. You might have a guy who started a plumbing business, for an example. One guy, and his son, and they had a truck, and they went out and they did a good job. And then they got two trucks and three trucks and five trucks and 10 trucks. And now they're doing, $2 million a year doing plumbing. Do they speak biotechnology? No. Do they have $2 million they want to invest in companies that could save lives? Yes. So how do we bridge that gap? And there's a ton of people like that, okay? Ton of people. So how do we do that? That's first. The second part is what are they going to do once they find you, right? So once they're doing their research and they get excited, how are they going to purchase? How not everybody's going to hit the button today, right? So how do we walk them through the funnel system? How do we keep them engaged? How do we how do we continue to use those things that we've put together to draw in more investors, right? So it's a continuous process, but at the end of the day, we're going to do three things. The first thing we're going to do is figure out a way to bridge the gap, to make it as easy as possible for investors to find you and understand what you do. We're going to use an inbound investor marketing strategy to pull investors in through things like SEO, blogging. There's the whole inbound strategy that you can probably Google or read anywhere. It's not rocket science. I tell people all the time, this is math and science, but not rocket science. And then we're going to use an outbound strategy. We're going to do some paid media. We're going to contact journalists. We're going to use pay-per-click advertising. We're going to go and do road shows and tours and meet people and knock on doors. Proverbially, we're really not going to knock on doors. But
hey, Jason, I hate to cut you off. We're gonna come right back to that story. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jason Hilton from Hilton Advisory and the Avanti Entrepreneurship.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Hey folks, Dave Momato here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone. And we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willie and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
A radio station that educates and inspires. 1310 WOKR.
Welcome back. I am Dave Mamano from the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Jason Hilton down in Browns Race, a very cool area of the city. And he is from the Hilton Advisory. And what Jason does, he's telling us about his really value he brings. And essentially, if you are a company trying to raise money, and especially if you've never done it before, it's crazy. It's a crazy world. And why would you go at it alone if you know nothing about it, if you've never done about it? And I think what I'm understanding from Jason's value, what Jason brings to the table and his company, is that they're going to really bridge that gap. They're going to be that quote-unquote friend in the middle between you and the investors and make sure that you are presenting yourself, your case, yourself, your whole business in a way that investors want to receive it. So you're almost that mediary between the Jason's customer and the investors. So the way you do that is, Jason, you're talking about that you're also going to, through social media, through whatever means it takes, going to find people that would be good fits for the company trying to raise money, and then help them bridge that gap. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I think one of the key points that I think at the end of the day, what's really big is this: we're essentially a translator. We're becoming the translator that the stockbroker used to be, or that the person that used to pitch ideas to investors used to be. They take this, all this information that you come up with, they find a way to pitch it. You never get a phone call from a stockbroker or from a guy pitching something that is, you know, an hour long, right? It's a pitch. This is why. This is it. This is, let's go. Boom, boom, boom. And really, that's what we want to do. But there's no more. But this happens online now. So how do we become that sales pitch, if you will, that has been pulled away by having the stockbroker in the middle? I think that makes sense.
Very cool. So you help them, you know, you had mentioned previously that a lot of times investors, instead of reading a 38-page business plan, might want to see a video.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of an advisor in the creation of that video to make sure that it's speaking to the potential investors?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of best practices that best practices in this, doing this is still really evolving. And we like to think that we're some of the people that are helping to write those best practices. Of course, we would never say throw away the 37-page PDF business plan
the pitch deck.
PPM. Like, don't do that. But don't lead with it.
Yeah.
You know, don't lead with it. Lead with something that's exciting, a good overview, something that says, hey, take this minute or 2 minutes, preferably closer to a minute. See if this is right for you first. And if that makes sense to them, then move forward through the process. Once again, there is a process. And if you don't understand what the process is, you're going to find yourself, you know, having trouble raising money or not getting a very good ROI out of the money you're spending to market your opportunity.
Interesting. So how long have you been doing this for?
I have been doing this for over 15 years.
Wow.
I started doing some investment banking, if you will. I've got the air quotes up, investment banking. There was a group here locally, some young guys that wanted to start an investment banking firm. They heard about my ability to sell. They asked me to come and join their team. We were, there was about 15 of us in a room, and our goal, our job was to cold call stockbrokers and find out if they were working with companies or call companies directly to find out if they needed money. And they brought a guy in, and he was our trainer. He had all this experience doing this. And he'd put up often $100 on the board and say, whoever got the most leads today wins this $100. Well, I can tell you, my right hand to God, I missed that $100 two times in the year that I was there. And one of those times I was out sick.
Hmm.
So when it was time for him to part, he had asked me and actually asked the company if it would be okay if I came with him. And he taught me the business. And shortly thereafter, we got into what's called investor relations. And there's been many faces of investor relations through the years. We want to make a separation there. We are not investor relations. We believe investor relations is about compliance, about earnings calls, about keeping up with your current investors. What we are distinctively is an investor marketing firm. So we want to continue to fill the funnel. We want to continue to create opportunities for companies to be able to reach investors in a meaningful way as often as possible.
That's great. So how do you get clients? How do you find people that need your services?
I am blessed right now by being a bit of a thought leader in our space, and I'm having being blessed by having clients come to me. For many, many years, I spent a lot of time making cold calls.
Yep.
You know, making a lot of cold calls.
Well, you know, so there's the metaphor of, you know, that old fashioned water pump, you know, in the ground, and you know, you gotta pump and pump and pump and pump and pump, and the water doesn't come, keep on pumping. Some people stop when you just had to pump one more time and the water was gonna come, right?
Mm.
And then, like you, kept on pumping, the water's flowing. Now, some people stop because the water's flowing, and guess what happens? The water stops flowing after a while. So, but looks like what you've done is you continue to not pump as hard, but you're still pumping, right? And that's what you gotta do is keep on pumping, not as hard in the beginning to get the water flowing, but once it's flowing, you still got to do some pumps to keep the water flowing. Otherwise, it runs out, right?
Sure.
And that's really the great metaphor for cold calling is, man, you have to do a lot of pumping of that water to get the system going. But and now you're probably getting referrals and repeat business, so that's fantastic. And you create your revenue. Is there just a fee for your services? Is that how it works?
There's some different fee. You can check out on our website, HiltonAdvisory.com. There's a pricing list there. There's in the ICO process, in the ICO, so that's funny. Mm-hmm. In the investor conversion optimization process, not to be confused with initial coin offerings, the investor conversion optimization process, there is different things that might need to be done, different projects like a video. Some videos may cost more money than others. You can do a whiteboard video. You can do, you know, live action video. You can use stock footage. You can use footage that, you know, we bring in somebody. So there's different prices that are involved there depending on, you know, what we're doing. So there is no real set price in that process. There could be some revisions. Sometimes it's free. You know, if I know that we're going to do a program for, you know, 6-12 months, or, you know, have a relationship, I might go in and say, look, I'll do all this. I'll clean this stuff up for you in an effort to get the most ROI out of the other stuff we're going to do. So really there's a sliding scale, we'll say, there. In the inbound marketing aspect, we have tiers. We work strictly from those tiers. Whatever works best for clients, we make suggestions based on those tiers. And then outbound marketing is just like any other paid marketing. It's a matter of how much can you spend, right? So we'll take an agency fee, typically a percentage, anywhere between 5-15% based on the intricacy of the work we're going to do.
Okay, fantastic.
So congratulations. It seems like you found a really cool niche. It's almost like instead of niche marketing, it's like crevice marketing. I mean, I feel like you're an ad agency for people that want to raise money, you know, because you're helping them market themselves, right? The right way. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. But I really don't know a lot of companies doing what you're doing. So it seems like you've kind of filled a unique hole in the market. So that's fantastic. So you know, listen, I read your bio a little bit before. And on that bio is not only a great business person, but, you know, you have... You're on a board for board of directors for an arts and cultural nonprofit. What does that have, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. So it's Mighty Monkey Corporation, which is a which puts on our yearly Flower City Comic Con. I am a huge, as you saw, I'm a huge toy collector, comic fan, pop culture, you know, aficionado. So it's a passion of mine, and has been for a long time. And so I serve as their sponsorship director. So I'm once again in a position helping them to raise money.
Cool. So I didn't even realize we had a Comic-Con here locally. When is it?
So the last year was our second year. Mm-hmm. And it's at the downtown, the Rochester Convention Center.
Okay.
I have a funny story about that too. So, I grew up, Mark Macaluso is my sister's godfather, who was my Uncle Mark. The Macalusos are a staple in Rochester. They own, Mike Macaluso owns the Bags Unlimited. He's got patents left and right. It's a huge business. So anyways, Mark Macaluso, when I was a kid, my father and him were really best friends. And my Uncle Mark, Fantasy Trade Card Company, was the largest non-sports cards trader in the United States. They were huge. They did Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan, Alien Nation. I mean, just big, big stuff. And my dad, I remember him in his garage cutting the cards, and we would pack them and seal them and put them in boxes. And to me, it was just hanging out at Uncle Mark's house. And at some point, I actually really kind of got frustrated with having to go to these stupid Comic Cons all the time, right? Mm-hmm. You know, these Star Trek conventions and carrying boxes, and I wanted to hang out with my friends, and I didn't want to do that. But over the years, I've grown to love, and my Uncle Mark passed, and I don't get to have those experiences with him anymore. My father, obviously, is getting a little older, and so I try to now, I'm actually in another a business venture with my friend Colin Delaney, and we're going to be actually crowdfunding for, we have a unique idea for a crowdfund for a thing called Pop Rock. And Pop Rock is going to be what we consider the Rochester Pop Culture Center. And it's going to be, our tagline is comics, caffeine, and culture. And we're going to offer some very unique opportunities for comic readers to have a place where they can come together, read comics, get jacked up on coffee, and talk about the pop culture, the culture that we love. So in saying that, also this weekend is, and I'm not sure when this is going to air, but this weekend at Village Gate is the, I think it's like the 13th year or something, But there's a toy show. And what I love about this toy show is my father and I set up together. And so it's just a kind of old school bonding, you know, between me and my dad.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool.
Slinging toys.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so actually this show will air after that show.
Yeah,
but
that's
just
cool.
But good to know at the beginning. And when is the next Comic-Con coming up?
The next Comic-Con is in June. It's going to be June 9th and 10th.
I have a 6-year-old son that I think would enjoy that very much. So that's
great. We're still, we still are announcing names. So if you can check out fc3rock.com, fc3rock.com. And we'll be announcing guests and all kinds of stuff. Last year, we had Bruce Boxleitner, who was in Tron, was also the captain on Babylon 5. Huge name. Mm-hmm. We had the original Red Power Ranger. We had a Doctor Who. I mean, we really bring them in, and we pack the names in. So it's a real good time. It's June 9th and 10th, 2018, at the Rush.
What's their website again?
fc3rock.com. And that's ROC. Yeah. So fc3roc.com.
Very cool. So one of the other things on your bio here is that you are a professional wrestler.
Mm.
So tell us about that. It doesn't say that you were. It says that you are.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Sure. So I currently wrestle for Upstate Pro Wrestling, which has had some of the biggest names in the world. And so there's a lot of tie into what is happening in my day-to-day life. Colin Delaney, who I told you about, who I'll be teaming up with the Pop Rock, who also works here at Hilton Advisory, is also my trainer and mentor in the wrestling business. Colin was like 100 and nothing pounds, 5 foot nothing, and wanted to wrestle. And he was a teenager. He didn't grow up from a super rich family, so he had to pay for his own training. The kid would literally hustle bottles and cans. He would find them anywhere he could to pay for his training. He worked hard at it, and one day he got a call while working at Bags Unlimited. I didn't know at the time that the WWE needed somebody to come down, and they were in Rochester, and get beat up. And so he went, packed, had his gear in his car, drove down there, and performed, and Vince McMahon was there, and as the story goes, he went crazy, and he said, "That's how you do it, boys," and signed Colin Delaney up, and he traveled around the world as a professional wrestler. So he has been an inspiration in my life, and so in saying that, I currently am a professional wrestler with Upstate Pro Wrestling. My name is Jason Savior. I bring my faith into my wrestling. It's sort of my ministry. And I actually am in the running for heavyweight champion and all kinds of good stuff. I love it.
That's great. Where can we see you wrestle?
So the next event is going to be, I'll tell you, it's every second Saturday. Mm-hmm. If you look up Upstate Pro Wrestling, we have a website. We also have a Facebook page. You'll get notifications. You can see me there every second Saturday of the month. We alternate some of the places that we're wrestling, and we're going through some changes currently, some good things, upgrading some things, adding some bigger names. So I would urge you, if you're interested in checking that out, to look up Upstate Pro Wrestling. And follow along, and you can see me.
Great. Hey, Jason, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
A talk radio alternative, 1310 WOKR.
Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and we're helping you move forward. We talk to business movers and shakers here in Rochester, New York, every day, Monday through Friday at noon. And we're here with Jason Hilton today. Jason Hilton runs the Hilton Advisory. And if you're just tuning in, a very unique company. If you're a company looking to raise money, find investors, and you've never done that before, even if you have done it before, Jason's really the guy to go to. He's almost like an ad agency for people that want to raise money. He will help you market yourself, your product, the investment pitch into a palatable way, an attractive way that investors want to see. And he knows how investors want to receive information. And so he'll help you instead of presenting the 36-page business plan first, which is probably going to make them turn away pretty quickly. Are there other things that you can do in the pitch? And yes, there are like videos and more attractive pitch decks and things like that. So very cool company. And Jason, you know, also is on the board of directors for a not-for-profit that brings in the local Comic-Con conference. So any of you comic book fans, you can learn more about that. It's coming in June. And the site there is fc3rock.com, ROC.com. And he also is a professional wrestler. We were just talking about that. He's a gentle giant. You look at Jason, he seems like a very sweet, nice guy. But at the same time, I also know if he wants to, he could kick my butt. So hopefully you're enjoying the interview and you will not do that today. He's thinking about it. Yeah. and also a volunteer, a missionary, family man. Jason, you got a baby coming up, baby number two coming up very soon.
Yes.
Very cool. Excuse me. So, Jason, tell us a little bit more about you. I'm really impressed with your success because, as we were talking about, you know, one of your colleagues, your success was not handed to you. Your last name is not part of the Hilton fortune. And, you know, we were talking before the show that it sounds like you had a, we'll say, a hard scrabble start to your life. But what you did with that experience, instead of becoming, I'll say, a quote-unquote victim with it, is that you've turned it into a really great, meaningful, purposeful life. So for this last part of the show, would you kind of mind sharing your journey from little Jason and how it helped shape you get to where you are today?
Yeah. So it was a cold night in 1978, September 30th. I always have trouble kind of skimming over this stuff in a meaningful way, but I was born to an addict mother and a father who was madly in love with that woman and had a tough time figuring out how to deal with the frustration that came along with having being in love with an addict. And that played out in a lot of different ways in my childhood, most of which was spent in foster care or with one parent or another. And I grew up in the city of Rochester. I went to Charlotte Middle School, Marshall High School. I played on the basketball team at Marshall, which was a accomplishment. Really, one of the defining moments, I think, was when I came home. I'd made the basketball team. I was very proud of myself, and I thought, I said to my dad, "Hey, Dad, I'm gonna need a pair of basketball sneakers," and his response was, "You're gonna need a job," and it basically said, "If you I can provide so much." It wasn't quite that conversation, but I went and got a job. One of my first business ventures was 15 years old. I was setting up at the Avon flea market, buying and selling, trading sports cards. And, I got a million stories. I shared one with you. If anybody remembers when McDonald's had the game day cards they were giving them away with points you peeled off the cups. You wouldn't believe how many people threw away those cups and points. I went and dug them out of the garbage cans. I was a hustler. I did whatever I could. I literally over the years have worked my hands to blood. I've traveled with the carnival, literally was a carny for my summers instead of, getting in trouble or doing whatever it was that everybody else was doing in the summer. I'd go travel with the carnival and try to learn how to sell, make money. And I just always have been interested in working, really. But I just happened to be really good at selling. So I excelled in sales jobs throughout the years. I've worked in restaurants. I really enjoy being a server. I enjoy serving people. And through the years, I faced a lot of demons, if you will. By God's grace, I've been able to overcome those. And now I have a beautiful wife and an amazing son, Elijah. I have a daughter on the way any day now, Ezra. And I'm blessed by the grace of God and only by the grace of God. And my wife.
yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So, there's been some ups and downs. I think, in preparing for this, some of the questions that were asked was things like, along the journey, what was something that almost made you quit and how did you make it through? I promise you, I never wanted to quit. I never had a moment where I wanted to quit. I've had to take breaks. I've had to get second jobs. I've had to get more education. I've had to tend to family issues and things like that. But what got me through was taking breaks, getting second jobs, getting more education, having family issues, I will say this, nothing gets an entrepreneurial soul motivated more than working for someone else. So that was a good push. And I've had great people along the way. One of the other questions was, who was helpful or instrumental? My father, we talked a little bit about him before. My father is one of the hardest working men I've ever met in my life. His work ethic is unparalleled, and he's taught me so much about hard work. The stories I could tell you in a spring jacket and a t-shirt, jacked up underneath a car on one jack that could fall at any minute, and he's banging away at a rusty whatever and freezing cold and no gloves on, but he did what he had to do and made sure that he put food on our table. My wife, I tell you, she's my rock. One of my most favorite movie quotes is from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and she said, yes, he's the head of the house, but I'm the neck that makes the head move.
Yeah,
and
that's
my wife. My pastor, Dave Domina at Bethel Christian Fellowship down here in the city. If you can't tell, I'm a city guy. I live in the city. I work in the city. I go to church in the city. If it was up to me, I would never leave the city.
Great. Well, it's a great time to be in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. But Dave Domina is a remarkable human being. He's just not my pastor and my mentor, but he's a real friend. You know, he knew me in my worst, and he still loved me. He reached his hand out to make sure that I had someone that I could count on. I've served with him in the mission field in Africa. We serve the community in many ways, and he's also starting a business ministry that I would say look out for. Colin Delaney, I told you about Colin. You know, what a tremendous story that kid has. It's so inspiring. You know, I mean, what a story, right? 100 pound, 150, I don't care if he was 160 pounds and 6 foot, the kid made it to the WWE. That is reserved for very, very few people. And then obviously, you know, my relationship with God is something that shows up in my life every day. I start with him, I end with him, and you know, it's what gets me through, really. Business, you know, I've said this before. My business does not define my life. My life defines my business. So who I am makes my business. My business doesn't make me who I am.
That's fantastic. That's great. I mean, very, very inspiring. And taking, you know, like you said, a life that seemed, you know, kind of like a roller coaster in the beginning. And you know, I'm sure the roller coaster continues. Like with all of us, there's always some type of roller coaster. Yours seems like it had some more, I'll say, loops and turns and tunnels and stuff like that. But kudos to you for really taking that experience and turning it into something very positive, not only with business, but with your family and for the community with what you're doing with your missionary and your nonprofits. And darn it, you even got some time to wrestle people. So good for you. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
What are, you know, before we close here, what are some of your personal habits for success? You said you start the day with, it sounds like a prayer or maybe reading the Bible, I'm assuming. What is that true? And also, what are some
is
other
that
things
true?
That
you,
yeah. what are some other things that you're doing for personal success throughout the day?
Sure. Well, I can tell you this. One of the things that I had to change was people, places, and routines. So, you know, I used to think that 5 a.m. was bedtime. Now I wake up every morning at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. I used to think friends were people who I spent money on. Now I receive more from friends than I'm able to ever give. And that's a real friendship. I used to spend nights in bars, and now I spend almost every morning lifting bars with heavyweights.
Nice, I like that.
So, you know, I hated reading. Now you would be hard pressed to find me without a book. There's a book in my car. There's a book on my desk. There's books
yes.
everywhere, next to my nightstand. So I read a lot. You know, I used to think running was for suckers. I still think running's for suckers. But I do it, you know. My routine is just it's kind of, you know, it starts like this. I wake up at 5 a.m. I pray. I pray every morning. I pray. I do drive-by prayers. I'm mm-hmm. praying as often as I possibly can. I think it's important. I then typically will read something. It's not always the Bible. It's not always some self-help book or something like that. But it is, I do some reading of some sort. From there, I usually head to the gym. I'll do some cardio, running, still for suckers, but I do it. And then I go through a routine. And then it's off to life. Typically, that's, you know, coming to work, or some mornings I take my son to daycare. My son goes to daycare 3 days a week. We've opted to do some partial homeschooling for him. So he stays home 2 days, Thursday and Friday. And if I'm blessed enough to be able to have the time, I'll take that time and spend with him one of those days, Thursday or Friday. It's been a little difficult lately with the new baby coming and stuff. But
yeah.
So, you know, it's so basically it's, you know, God, take time for myself, my family, and then my business. And once again, I think that if you were to put an order of things that were important in your life and really laid those out, you'll find that, once again, your business doesn't define you. You're an entrepreneur. When somebody says, what do you do? I never start with investor marketing. You would probably never even know I do this until you get to really know me. I might say I'm a wrestler. I might say I'm a missionary. I might say that I serve God. I might say that I'm a family man. I might say that I'm recovered. But I would never start with saying that I'm an investor marketing professional. So, you know, that's my day. That's my life.
That's great. In our last minute-ish, you said now that you're an avid reader. But I want to say something first. I never heard that before, that you used to spend your night in bars and now you spend your mornings lifting them. I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you. That's pretty cool. So good for you.
Thank you.
Much better bars in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? So, yes. And it sounds like you, looking at you, you also eat protein bars, I'm going to say, right?
I try. You know, I got to run around in a Speedo once a month, right? So yeah, I got to try to look as best I can.
And if you're just tuning in, that's because he's a professional wrestler. He's not going to Charlotte Beach trying to show off. So maybe do that too. I don't know. But in our last minute here, if you don't mind, I'll say besides the Bible, if you had to give a book to somebody to read who's maybe just trying to start out in life, maybe they're trying to start a business or just get their act together,
mm-hmm.
assuming they have the Bible already, what other book that you've read would you give them?
There's probably there's four books, and they're currently all on my desk right now. The first one is going to be Search Inside Yourself. And it's a book written about a gentleman at Google who was an engineer who they turned into their sort of unofficial or official spokesperson. And he really believes that he can change the world by using technology and Google. It's a great book. The second would be Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. I've been a longtime fan of Tim Ferriss. One of the things that I was able to do in my life was to take the 4-hour work week and put it into a practical use. Growing up the way I've already explained to you, I've also had the opportunity to travel and live in places like South Korea, Thailand, the Philippines, Greece, Italy, Spain, France, South America, North America. I've lived in third world countries like Jackson, Mississippi. And so I've lived all over the world by taking his 4-hour work week book. So I would definitely suggest that. But this Tools of Titans book is phenomenal. It really is the sort of what we do in our business, is that we say, let's take all the things that are successful about how people, you know, get to where they're going to go, if you will, and how do we optimize that and use these little tidbits in a streaming way to accomplish goals. It's a great, great book. The other book is by Gina Wickman. It's called Traction,
yeah.
And it's a fantastic book. It's not only changed my business, but in my life. And I'm actually thinking, Gino, if you're ever listening, I'll tag you on LinkedIn. Gino, you need to write a Traction for Marriage. I think that this book is applicable to people's everyday lives.
I just spoke to Gino Wickman a couple weeks ago on the phone, and I had one of his partners in another book, Mike Payton. I had him on my podcast coming up.
Amazing book, so, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Fantastic book.
The EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System. So. Yep. Get that fourth book out, because then we got to go. I'm sorry.
The fourth book is, and I know you already said it, it's the Bible.
The Bible. All right. I love that you still snuck it in there. All right.
It's in there.
I love it. I'm here with Jason Hilton. Jason, thank you so much for your time. Truly appreciate it. It's been a great interview. And I congratulations on all your success. And I wish you many more blessings and much more success in the future. And Avanti, let's just hope you enjoyed the interview. Jason, if they want to reach out to you, what is the best way to do that?
Go to HiltonAdvisory.com. We've got a ton of ways you can reach out. You can call me, email me, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm also down in Browns Race in the historic High Falls area. So come on down, give me a high five. Let's get some lunch. I'm always available and always willing to help in any way I can.
So thank you so much. Jason Hill from Hilton Advisory. Thank you, Avanti listeners, for listening to another show of the Avanti Entrepreneur. And last but not least, if you or someone you know would like to be considered to be a guest on the show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. And that Mamano is spelled M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.